Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nenenem Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs meeting with economists at Niti Aayog ahead of Union Budget 2026-27. Deputy Chief Minister Yan Thung Opaton underscores crucial role of youth in shaping society's future. NHRC takes cognizance of murder of Tripura student Angel Chakma in Dehradun, seeks report from Uttarakhand government. And NESO seeks justice for Angel Chakma, calls for action against racial violence in Uttarakhand, and PP Nagaland condemns. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a meeting at Niti Aayog today and interacted with eminent economists and sectoral experts seeking their views and suggestions ahead of the Union Budget 2026-27. The meeting served as a platform for experts to share their views and assessments on the country's current economic situation and future priorities. The meeting covered discussions in areas where further reforms may be required to support growth, strengthening macroeconomic stability and addressing emerging challenges. The interaction at Niti Aayog provided valuable insights as the government prepares for the next phase of economic planning. Deputy Chief Minister Yan Thung Opaton has underscored the crucial role of youth in shaping the future of society. He said this while addressing the Golden Jubilee celebration of the Niro Range Students' Union today. Emphasizing skill development, Mr. Patton said empowering youth with confidence and capability is essential to prepare them for emerging opportunities. He urged young people to shun intoxication and unhealthy practices, stressing that hard work and personal responsibility were key to a secure future. He also called for wildlife conservation and the promotion of tourism, highlighting the region's vast potential. Congratulating the union on completing 50 years, Mr. Patton wished them continued unity and progress. He also unveiled the Jubilee monolith. Theme speaker Mary Benny Zares Izung from project lead of the Nagaland Skill and Entrepreneurship Development Mission highlighted rising unemployment in the state, noting that nearly 92% of Nagas lack adequate skills. Ms. Izung stressed skill development and entrepreneurship as vital for sustainable livelihoods and urged youth to remain resilient. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has taken cognizance of the murder of a Tripura student, Angel Chakma, in Dehradun, Uttarakhand. A bench presided over by member of NHRC, Priyank Kanungo, has issued a notice to the state government calling for a detailed report on the action taken in the matter so far. The commission has directed the Chief Secretary and the Director General of Police of Uttarakhand to ensure the safety and security of students from the northeast across the state. The Northeast Students Organization NESO today submitted a memorandum to Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami seeking urgent intervention following the brutal killing of a student from Tripura in Dehradun. Condemning the incident, NESO said people from the Northeast continue to face harassment and racial discrimination in various parts of the country, with several cases turning fatal. The organization urged the Uttarakhand government to take effective measures to ensure the mental, social and physical security of students and people from the Northeastern region studying and residing in Dehradun and other parts of the state. NESO further demanded capital punishment for the perpetrators at the earliest, the establishment of at least one special police station to deal with cases of racial discrimination and atrocities against people from the Northeast, and the enactment of a stringent anti-racism law.
As 2025 comes to a close, we look back at a year that reshaped the nation. From bold policy decisions to impactful reforms, change has been the defining theme. Join us for a special year-ender program, 2025, Year of Reforms, a 30-minute deep dive into the ideas, actions and outcomes that matter. Tune into FM Gold at 8 p.m. tomorrow and relive the year that transformed the future.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The National People's Party NPP Naglan unit has strongly condemned the brutal and racially motivated attack on a northeastern youth, Angel Chakma, in Dehradun that led to his death. The party said the incident has once again exposed the persistent and systemic failure to ensure the safety and dignity of people from the northeastern region living outside their home states. The NPP Naglan urged the Uttarakhand government to immediately arrest all those involved and ensure that they are booked under the strictest provisions of law. It also demanded swift prosecution, a time-bound investigation, and exemplary punishment to send a clear message of zero tolerance towards racially motivated violence. Further, the party called upon Parliament and the Government of India to urgently take cognizance of the issue and enact a comprehensive central law to address racial discrimination and hate crimes. Advisor for Labour and Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Muatushi Longkuma, has called upon the youth to embrace ethical entrepreneurship and disciplined innovation, cautioning that entrepreneurship without ethics leads to destruction, while innovation without discipline results in chaos. Addressing the second day of the 10th Walu Aten of the Kensa Students' Union at Kensa Village yesterday, Mr. Longkuma urged young people to blend knowledge with integrity, enterprise with service, and ambition with responsibility. Stressing the need for inclusive and ethical growth, he said India's future must be driven by informed choices. The advisor also noted that the coming era would belong to those who understand core sectors such as artificial intelligence, biotechnology, clean energy and sustainable agriculture, cautioning that superficial engagement would not survive in the evolving landscape. Over 2 crore 92 lakh students, teachers and parents have registered for the 9th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha. The event is scheduled to take place in January next year. During the Pariksha Pe Charcha, students, parents and teachers from across the country and abroad will engage with Prime Minister Narendra Modi to discuss exam stress. Students from classes 6 to 12 along with teachers and parents can take part in the competition. The registration process for the program is underway on MyGov platform and it will remain open till 11th January next year. In cricket, Naglan registered a dominant 177-run victory over Mizoram in the Vijay Hazare Trophy after posting a massive 399 for 4 in 50 overs, the second highest total of the season. After winning the toss and opting to bat, Nischal D started with a brilliant 182 off 130 balls, while Sadej Halye added a composed 124 off 118 balls. For Mizoram, Kartik C.A. picked up 2 wickets. Chasing 400, Mizoram was bowled out for 222 in 42 overs, despite Sahil Reza's fighting 104. Imliwati and Akavi led Naglan's bowling attack with 3 wickets each, sealing a comprehensive win. And in weather update, the India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog conditions likely during night and early morning hours over Naglan till the 4th of January. Dry weather is expected to continue across the state in the coming weeks. During this period, temperatures in Kohima are likely to range between 5 and 18 degrees Celsius, while Dimapur may record temperatures between 10 and 26 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, Longlang and Tuen Sang districts may experience light rain or thunderstorms from January 3. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs meeting with economists at Niti Aayog ahead of Union Budget 2026-27. Deputy Chief Minister Yan Thung O Paton underscores crucial role of youth in shaping society's future. NHRC takes cognizance of murder of Tripura student Angel Chakma in Dehradun, seeks report from Uttarakhand government. And NESO seeks justice for Angel Chakma, calls for action against racial violence in Uttarakhand, and PP Naglan condemns. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.